Let's talk first about you had an opportunity to meet with the board of Blinn before them taking a vote to move forward to purchase the property down the street from us here and put a campus there. Tell me a little bit about that meeting and what went on there.
Well, Kelly Templin, our city manager, and I went and had a visit with the board. We went basically just to say that we support Blinn wherever it chooses to locate its new campus. And we think that Blinn is an asset to our community, the entire community. And that was basically our statement. And then they went into a debate mode in discussing, and then they called us up to answer questions. And Kelly did a great job of fielding those questions.
Then based on that information, I mean, certainly there are good things about Blinn wanting to locate there, but from an infrastructure standpoint, convenience and some expense, I mean, the city may in fact have to be doing some improvements and spending some money over in that part of town simply because of traffic flow comes to mind. I don't know what kind of infrastructure is in there that the city might otherwise be responsible for, but tell me a little bit about that thought process as well.
Well, we think that, you know, eventually the Southwest Parkway Bridge is going to have to mirror the new Rock Prairie Bridge, and it's on the thoroughfare plan, and it's also on the Metropolitan Planning Organization's list of projects to be let. So that may just have to be moved up a bit, but we think that's going to be necessary.
Well, and then, you know, my thought is the access road. I mean, there's a little bit of right of way that's there and available, but that's going to have to be something that'll have to be done as well, I would think.
Probably so. Where Blinn is in their due diligence phase, and they're exploring all of that, and is meeting with TxDOT.
Yeah, the one of the things that we talked to Councilman Benham on Friday about several things, but one of the things I did not get around to discussing with him, and so I'd kind of like to ask you, in September it looks like the city's going to get their money from the sale of Chimney Hill. As one member of council, how does that money need to be handled immediately? I mean, as soon as possible. Should it stay where it is, or should you go ahead and disperse it?
Well, I don't think we should just go ahead and disperse it so we can get rid of it. We will get it, and it will go back into the hot tax fund. So there are some options for us that we're considering. But I think once we get it, we need to go ahead and really make a thorough investigation of the options of what we want to do. I don't think the city needs to be sitting on hot tax. It needs to be out and working to collect more hot tax.
The thing that I find interesting about it, I used the term windfall, and he really wanted to correct me about that because the city has not been made whole yet, and it'll take a while for that to happen. But it is a large glob of money that's going to end up being out there and available for CVB to disperse.
Not necessarily to CVB to disperse.
Oh, talk to me.
Well, there could be projects that we want to do. As an example, several years ago, we spent $4 million of hot tax to put in two all-weather soccer fields. Mm-hmm. So there's needs with parks and rec that do bring in income for the city in terms of hot tax. So
can we use that fancy swimming pool word?
No.
Okay.
That's not with me.
One member of council. Okay.
One member of council says no on the... On the natatorium.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm going to spend $30 million, I'd like to see something that's not a depreciating asset.
Okay, I understand
and,
that.
So we have options as to what to do with it. I don't think it's necessarily going to all end up in CVBs.
Okay. Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Lick Creek Park, you're moving along with that process, but this, in my view, it's been a slow process. These bonds were passed in 08, and you're not going to be finished with the facility out there until about 15. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a 7-year bond process. Mm-hmm. And so we don't let all the bond, if it was passed in 2008, mm-hmm. we're not going to have all the projects done in 2009. It's a staggered kind of thing.
Okay.
And when 2009, 2010 came, we kind of put it on the back burner because of expenses the city was running into and just to hold back on it. But we have done the planning, we've done the design work, and we expect the trail system and the the facility be done in 15.
Is any truth that it'll be called the Birkenstock Nature Center? Or what?
Not that I have heard, or not that I plan on voting on. However, if Scott DeLucia would like to make a significant contribution, we could call it the Jackie Flagg and Scott DeLucia Nature Center.
Yeah,
that option is still available to anyone who would like to have a naming opportunity for a city facility.
Okay, and so now that kind of opens a door. Is that something that you're looking at? Is that there could be some cost sharing there and naming rights for other facilities within the city?
Oh, I mean, that's just a Nancy Berry blurt out on the radio in the morning.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
But, yeah, if there's somebody out there who has a passion and would like to see their name on it, I think we could develop a policy.
Okay. There you go. One of the things that was discussed a little bit was smart meters for the city of College Station.
Yeah.
Brian has them. They have made the decision to do that, and it is a large capital expenditure. But there was some discussion of that, and as one member of council, I'd kind of like to get your thoughts as far as smart meters in College Station.
Well, we would like to have them. The technology is not quite where it would need to be, and it would need to be done, you know, within a year or two. And it's about an $8 to $9 million expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
Which would come out of general funds, which is not something staff is recommending at this time. They say the technology is not quite where they want it to be. But having said that, since we're doing manual connects and disconnects, it's important that service be the best it can be.
Yeah, well, and again, quite honestly, to turn on a meter in Bryan, you go point your TV remote at it and push a button and you turn the meter on. Now, and I understand that there's a lot of two-way communication.
Can you turn the meter off as well?
I don't know if you can or not. No, of course not. Then you go over there and turn that off to your neighbor.
I thought, if you're switching channels, I'm going to bed now, I'll turn it off.
But it's an interesting technology, and obviously I know that it's, and it is, I don't know if I want to say controversial, but I know that there are some people who have concerns about that, because eventually I'm sure that can be a communication back to center, and you can change thermostat readings and or settings and things like that.
Right. And also, we want to have the water meters connected to the same smart technology.
Okay.
So.
All right. Oh, so I'll be able to integrate them into being able to do that. Well, that would be interesting to see that happen. But, I mean, it's just a matter of when. It's not if. It's a win thing. Okay. One of the other things that came up was, and again, it's not a big budget item, but the idea of continuing to have landlines for the city. Contract was extended with Verizon. And I know at least one member of council was talking about maybe internet phone service would be something that the city would be able to at least save that money on. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, the contract was up in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Roper recommended that we extend it because to do the due diligence on other systems would take longer than 2 weeks. And we were going to save a little bit of money on this contract. So we went ahead and passed it. But I think in the next 2 years, before the contract is out, we can go out and check out alternative technologies.
Yeah, well, free would be better than having to pay anything, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And it is, obviously, telephones are one of the technologies that are changing. Monograms and More expanding their location. Always good to have a local company that's expanding.
Absolutely. They've been in business 25 years and do a great job. And anytime we can help local business expand, we're in favor of that. The council approved it. It's 2 acres to go from general commercial to commercial and industrial. And that was unanimously passed by council and P&Z.
Sure. Anything else that you got for us today?
I do. I want to tell everybody that we have on Saturday the Vietnam War Memorial dedication at on Lynn Stewart Parkway in Veterans Park.
Mm-hmm.
The memorial will be dedicated, a beautiful new statue as a Vietnam memorial, and also sculpted by Payne Lara,
okay.
who has done all the other sculptures out on the
yeah,
you know, the
whole
wall.
Setting out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you get a chance, I think it'll be a terrific ceremony. I'm planning on being there. So
okay, very good. Well, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate. What?
I am the mayor of College Station.
Exactly. You caught me. Anyway, we visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and you can hear our interviews every Wednesday.